returned to network TV for the first time in 11 years. In your act last night, you sort of made a passing mention to the fact that the business has changed. How do you think that the TV business has changed during that time?
Well, in a lot of obvious ways. I mean, it's become much broader in the number of different outlets, and it's like the audience has been fragmented into hundreds of different places. That's and the primacy, if I can use that word, of the big networks is changed. That's not there anymore. And I don't know, I mean, I have this argument with friends of mine all the time about the quality. Is the quality different? Is the quality, you know, in 1935, they came out with, let's say, 50 movies that year. Let's say 100 movies. How many of them were great? Okay? Five. And we watch those movies now. Look at the great movies they did in the old days, you know? Why can't we do that kind of stuff anymore? And the fact is, that's all been filtered down to us, you know? And I'm not so sure, frankly, that the quality has changed. I think, you know, I mean, 95% of everything is kind of garbage. That's just existence.
And why are you deciding to switch from in front of the camera to behind the camera? I mean, the switch from doing a sitcom into formats. Is that sort of symptomatic of that shift? Or is it just a fancy?
It's really not, you know, the format, it's a show, but it's a topic. So it's less about the shifting from scripted to a format. It's about a topic, which is a, you know, it's a comedy panel show, which, you know, obviously you saw Jerry last night does so much of that, and that's the life he lives. I mean, not that all that was really happening. He's not playing the Black Jerry in the yogurt, really. But so it's not a format that we're going for, where we're putting people down a chute and then they fall in the water and have to swim back out to get into their marriage. It's we're talking about something that's just going on in real life.
But I mean, it's really reality.
It came from my act. It didn't come from how could I do Survivor,
right,
with marriage. It came from my act. I mean, you see what I do on stage, and I say, boy, people really love to laugh about difficulties of marriage. How could I do this in a television show?
Are you at all worried that people might start confusing you with another famous Jerry?
No.
I'm not. Who would that be?
Jerry Springer.
Oh, no.
No. That's
a different, it's a very that's, different this thing. Is a, no.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing. That, first of all, the couples aren't in the studio. There's no similarities.
There's no similarities.
Yeah. Jerry, they didn't confuse Oprah with Jerry Springer, and there's more similarities. There's a set and studio and everything. It's very different.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
This is a comedy show.
Yeah,
about
indeed.
Marriage.
Yeah. It's the couples, we're not going to sit and talk with them afterwards and say, now are you going to change the way you talk to your daughter?
Right.
You know, this is not going to be any of that.
There won't be a bouncer.
Yeah.
And there will not be paternity tests taken backstage.
Have you got these celebrities lined up already? Is Letterman amongst them?
No.
You said you didn't think
at some point.
Yeah,
you said you didn't think that television has perhaps